finally this week. A lesson to all those people who say they get writer's block, a condition in which I don't believe, because whoever heard of plumber's block or lollipop lady's block? Quickmuse.com is a website that describes itself as a series of on-the-fly compositions in which some great poets riff away on a randomly picked subject that challenges poets to create something in about 15 minutes and show the nuts and bolts as they're working out as they do so. I'm joined from the Verbs tea-stained Boston studio by the presiding genius of Quickmuse, Ken Gordon. So, Ken, what made you want to do this? Because it's a fabulous idea.
Well, I was writing an essay about improvisation and poetry, and I came across a book about jazz called The Imperfect Art. And the author, who's a man named Ted Gioia, G-I-O-I-A, was trying to explain how essential improvisation was to jazz. And he said, imagine, if you will, T.S. Eliot giving nightly poetry readings at which, rather than reciting set pieces, he was expected to create impromptu poems, different ones each night, sometimes recited at a fast clip, which struck me as kind of funny at first. And then I thought, well, as an editor, I've worked with Robert Pinsky before, the former poet laureate of the United States, and I said, I bet I could get Robert Pinsky to improvise something like that online. Sure enough, I asked him if he'd be interested, and he was, you know, interested, and it went from there.
So they have to improvise it in real time.
That's right. They have 15 minutes to go, and sometimes they take less, and sometimes they take the full time, but yeah.
What's exciting is that they would go to places they would never have gone to.
Yeah, I mean, the really exciting thing about the site is actually we have a technology which captures the letters as they're typing in, so you can literally see the poem online giving birth to itself. It's pretty amazing.
So how did you, I mean, presumably certain poets wouldn't want to do this. I imagine Robert Pinsky, you've got Paul Muldoon. Paul Muldoon's a good choice for that, but I imagine some poets would be scared to death if you said, you've got 15 minutes, and by the way, the whole world is watching.
Yeah, a lot, and I, you know, I understand that. I'm not an improvisatory writer myself. And I've had people like Mark Strand, the former poet laureate of the United States, say he revises his poems 40 or 50 times before he publishes them. And, you know, this just isn't for him. And I completely understand that. I mean, it takes a certain amount of courage to present yourself so nakedly. And, you know, I take my hat off to everybody who does this. It's not easy.
And what do you think the viewer gets from this? Do you think it's for the general reader or for other poets to look at another poet's technique?
Well, yeah, I think it's for both. You know, I have had a lot of poets and a lot of poetry professors, you know, write to me and say they really love it. But I also have my father, who's, you know, not at all interested in poetry, is just fascinated with watching the idea unfold on itself. There's something about that that's just really captivating.
It's partly because I think we see the poetic process as a mysterious thing. You know, we see that the muse descends and things happen. But to see Nakely, Maggie G.,
I think maybe there's something that's interesting and liberating about speed itself. Because I often write very, very fast first drafts of novels, because then the writing process is almost like reading, partly reading unconscious things, but also it's exciting in the same way as reading. But I like to do endless revision afterwards. But right. After all, in a way, it's an old idea, isn't it? You know, troubadours doing competitions. And before we got so precious that we kind of decoupled writing and money. The writing was a competitive, and it is. You've just made that process kind of naked.
David Gaffney, what were you
interested in? I really like the idea. I mean, what it reminds me of is when I'm writing on the train and somebody's reading over my shoulder, and I'm really conscious that they're watching me create as I go along, and I'm a bit of a type with boxing gloves on sort of person, and it looks like, I don't know, the Polish national anthem or something by the time I've finished. So I hammer it out, and I think it is a fascinating thing. I've always thought it'd be nice to do live and produce one of my very short stories that way.
It's that idea, Ken, isn't it, of the writer suddenly going from being a private person to being a public person, that normally the writing process is something that happens behind closed doors, but here writing and the technique is laid bare, laid naked.
Absolutely. We're trying to demystify it maybe a little bit, trying to show people that it doesn't magically come. People do make errors and they delete and they have to rethink things very quickly. And it's a valuable tool, I think, for students just to understand how writing happens, how literature comes into being. And we have these great people doing it. I mean, what's better than that?
I believe, Ken, finally, that you're going to be involving some UK poets in this.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Glenn Maxwell, who is a very fine UK poet who lives in the States now. And I talked to Andrew Motion. I don't know if Andrew Motion is interested, but Andrew, if you're listening, please give me an email.
Yeah, he listens all the time. I think he will be interested, yes.
That's great. Cool.
Yeah, I would do it myself, but I've never taken more than 10 minutes over a poem, so I couldn't do it.
All British poets listen to the Verb. They never miss it.
So how do you see this developing then? Do you see this becoming a kind of a new school of poetry?
I wouldn't be so presumptuous to call it a school of poetry, but I think it's a good tool, and it'll get people a chance to rethink their compositional habits and maybe try something new.
And are you going to expand to short stories as well? That'd be
interesting. We're actually thinking about doing something. Yeah. We have a bunch of different variations that we're considering, but right now we're just trying to establish ourselves.
Hey, how about novels? I need 4 weeks. That's my
and
usual.
Operas, three-act plays, I can see it happening now, Ken. Ken Gordon, thank you very much, and details
of
Quick News on our website. That's all for this week. Thanks to all my guests, Maggie G, Charles Tomlinson, Brenda Tomlinson, David Gaffney, Ken Gordon and Michael Schmidt. Next week, another great poet of place, Jeremy Hooker, and a look at the poetry of England's opponents, Trinidad and Tobago. Poetic place. Until we next meet, around the various tables of art. Good night.